Okay? You're starting at the beginning.
I thought you were in the second parak, the same as the rest of the yeshiva. So I'll go into it anyway. You have Gemaras with you, so we can learn a little bit too. Beginning of Perek Sheni, the Mishnah says, Ish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucho. Kadesh Bo Vishlucho. And Ish Miskadesh Bo Vishlucho, the din of Shlichas. And the whole concept of Shlichas, which occupies the beginning of Perek Sheni, is really it's a Veltsugya. It's something that goes through all of Shas and has implications and importance for very, very many areas of halacha. And the Gemara says, skip over the first piece of Gemara, Hashtu b'shlucha mekadesh boi mi boi? The Mishnah says, Ish mekadesh boi b'shlucha. He can do it himself, give me mekadesh, or he can send a shliach. So the Mishnah says, listen, why do you have to have both? Say Ish mekadesh b'shlucha, and I would know that it's boi, that he can do it himself. So he answers that, a number of answers it's better to do it by yourself. It's mitzvah bo yosim bishlucho. If you have a mitzvah that you can perform through a shliach and a mitzvah that you can perform by yourself, you got to do it by yourself, because either because chavivas hamitzvah, whatever it may be, if the greater mitzvah is if you do it yourself. So the Gemara in this first blot, first omid, seems to play with the two concepts of shlucho shel adam kamosa, which is the basic halacha of shlichus, that a shliach is, instead of the Meshaleach, he represents the Meshaleach, or takes his place. And mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, when it comes to mitzvah, better he do it himself than rely upon a shliach. So the two are in some kind of interesting relationship with each other. The Gemara doesn't give us any Torah precedents from Tanakh. If I have to ask you, can you give me some example of shlichus in the Torah itself? Of course, Avram sends a shliach Eliezer to be mekadesh Rivka, and he's a real shliach. Although the Torah doesn't say he was a shliach, but he acts in all ways like a shliach. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting, in the Haggadah we say about Lavan that Lavan bikesh la'akoras akol. You know, as opposed to Paro, who only wanted to kill the Jewish boys, not the males, not the females. Lovem bikish la korasakol. How do we know that? How do we know it? So one answer, I think it's a Ksav Sofer, I'm not sure, says because the halacha is if a man makes a shliach to be mekadesh isha, it doesn't specify which woman, and he's lost. The shliach is lost, or he dies, whatever. The man can never marry anyone. Why? Because maybe she is a blood relative of the woman he was mekadesh for him. It may be a sister, maybe a mother, maybe a daughter. And therefore, he's also b'chol anashim sheva olam. So since Lavan wanted to kill Eliezer, that was his original intention, then Yitzchak would never have been able to marry. That's why Lavan bikesh la'akor ha'sakol. It's a chidud, but it's an example of the shlichus of Avram to Eliezer. Can you give me now an example of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho?
There's only one, of course, he did in the kind of Gioris.
What's that?
Yeah,
I don't know how many there were in those days.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Avram made quite a few Gioris.
Yeah, Avram, well, it says Avram is so, they were Hanefesh Hashem, so Bacharan, who Megayar Anoshim, and he Megayar Esas Anoshim. Whether they had the halacha before Matan Torah of Geris the same way we have today, I don't know. But when you have a pshatl, a chidud, you don't necessarily kasha sada. It's just there, that's it. How about something more important? How do you know Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucha from Avram Avinu? Giving you the answer.
Okay,
so where do you see that mitzvah bo, mosim b'shlucho? No, it wasn't. Why did you make him make a shaliach to sacrifice Isaac? You're almost there, but yes.
Instead of the donkey himself.
That's it. Vayashkem Avram baboker, vayachavosh eschamoro. So the Chassam Sofer says, since when is Avraham such a vastly wealthy man going to bother himself being chavosh eschamoro, especially early in the morning? He should have sent one of his servants. The answer is mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. The Sachsam Sofer. Now let's get down to the whole din of shlichas and some of the problems I've had. I'm sorry if I didn't know you're on Perek Rishon. Otherwise, I would have talked about chuppah kanda. But it's not the you lose nothing by learning something in Perek Sheni. Let me start by asking four questions, four problems in the area of shlichus, and then trying to answer them in one fell swoop. The Sdei Chemed, do you know what the Sdei Chemed is? anyone idea what the Sdei Chemed is? It's a kind of a halachic encyclopedia, vast amount of bekiyas. Yeah. The Sdei Chemed asks, when it comes to Kiddush, you're at home or going as a guest, there are a number of men and women around the table, and you have one person saying Kiddush and be mostly everybody, or does every man, everyone who's a godol, make Kiddush for himself and his wife, perhaps? The question for this Chemed, what's the Shaila? And the Shaila is for this Sdei Chemed, on the one side you say one person should make, every person should make Kiddush for himself, why? Mitzvah bo yosim v'shlucha. And why? What is the opposing reason for saying that one person should make for everyone? Barav am hadras melech. The melech wants barav am. Barav am is everyone combines into one group. Okay, so the question, he has that question, which takes precedence, takes priority. Second, I saw in the Sefer by a contemporary Talmud Chacham, whom I don't know, and he asks, a man is a Talmud Chacham etarasa umenasa. He does nothing but learn. He's a perpetual koil younger man. And the wife has a baby, it's a boy, and now the question is about being mala the son, about the bris. So we know that a man, if he can mala by himself, if he can't, he can make a shliach. The moral is a shliach. In fact, today we say that the father should say to the moral, I hereby appoint you a shliach to be the circumcised, to be mala my son. The question is, we know that there's a klal that if there's something, a mitzvah that you can do through a shliach, if you are a talmid chacham shetarasa umnaso, you should do it through a shliach and not do it by yourself. Because you don't have a vatal Torah for a thing that is for something that can be done through a shliach. So the question is, yes, he can appoint the mohel, but can he become the shliach, can he make a shliach to do the whole thing? To be there and to make the bracha al kisa b'visa shel Avraham Avinu as a shliach? Or is he limited only to the milah and not to anything else? Third question. What kind of shliach is that you're aware of every day? Three times a day. Shliach tzibur. It means that the person who's davening for the yomid is the shliach of the entire tzibur. Does it mean this is really a shliach in the full formal sense of shlichus? Or is there something else going on here? If it's a formal sense of shlichus, what is the halacha of a shliach? If I make you into a shliach, and you're busy, can you tell someone else to be the shliach in your place? The Gemara says, yes, shliach ose shliach. The general principle is shliach ose shliach. Sometimes we're saying, can't do it, but most of the time we do paskin that shliach ose shliach. So if you're appointed the chazan of a community, and you want to go on vacation, you don't tell anybody, you just tell somebody else, as a colleague or a friend of yours, you be my shliach. Is that proper? Because shliach also shliach, since he's a shliach of the tzibur, and shliach also shliach, he can tell one, he can do 1,000 times. You go through half the country trying to make them the shliach tzibur for this community. So, that would mean whether he's merutzeh l'kol or not. The shliach tzibur, you can't appoint a permanent chazan unless the people are happy with it. But if anyone protests, I don't want it to represent me, he's out. That's because of the importance of tefillah. But the question is, if a shliach osa shliach, then once we approved of the first shliach as a shliach tzibur, he can go on and make any shlichim he wants to succeed him without taking it to the community as a vote. If you say that this is the same din of shlichus. Fourth, Kohanim. Are the Kohanim shluchim? Does anyone raise the problem? It's a Gemara in the Nedarim. Hani Kahana.
I don't know the Gemara, but I know that the Kohen has to be loved and he has to love the people.
It's true about you and me too.
I mean, in order to bless them.
Yeah, well, the Gemara asks a very simple question. Hani Kahana, these Kohanim, shlucha didan or shlucha darachamana? Do they represent us or the Rabbanu Shel Olam, or do they represent the Rabbanu Shel Olam to us? And there are differences. But this is the basic question that the Gemara asks. of these kahanim are the shlucha de don and shlucha de rachamana. Most rishonim passing that kahanim the kahanim are shlucha de rachamana, although some of them said that sometimes you kind of look at them as shlucha de don. But if it's going to be shlucha de don, if you resolve the Gemara that the kahanim are our shluchim, at least according to the Havamina, then the question is same thing we asked about a shliach sibur. Can the kohen appoint somebody else to duchim? We have kahanim, and he goes out and says, "Fella, come over here. I want to tell you, they made me the kohen to be mevarach. You go instead." No one knows about it. He comes in and he does it as his kohen, or for that matter, much more important. This is not that significant because the duchening today is it's not specific. What about avodas hamikdash? The kohen is elected to do the avodas hamikdash in his group, right? And instead, he asks some kohen from out in the field to take his place. Is that appropriate? Is it not? Is it the right kind of avodah? Is it not kind of avodah? So the question is, if it's a regular kind of shliachus, then shliach is a shliach. If it's not a regular kind of shliachus, then you have a problem. So let me try to go with you on the answer. If you turn to Dav Mem Aleph from the Beis. The Gemara asks, how do we know that, the Gemara in Ahmed Aleph asks, how do we know that you can make a shliach? And the Gemara goes through several things, through several kinds of answers, with regard to Gitin, with regard to Shlich, with regard to Kedushin, Makashavai Eliyatsiyah, and then the Gemara says, Batruma. It goes through several items about sources for Shlichas. Then, towards the upper part of Daf Mem Aleph and the Bay is parallel with the Tosis beginning of Malagarishan. Do you have it? The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Minayin sheshlucha shel adam kemoso. How do you know this basic principle of shlucha shel adam kemoso? Sheneemar v'shachatu oso kol ka'adas Yisrael ben arbayim. It's talking about Korban Tomid. And sheshechdet ben arbayim. I'm sorry. Ben arbayim. Then he says v'chi kol ha'kohol kulam shochten. It says v'shachatu es kol ka'adas Yisrael ben arbayim. You'd imagine that everyone, every Jew has a shecht. The answer is no, it can't be. You have only one shochet. From here we learn that the din of shlichas, because all Jews make this one man, the kohen, the shliach rather, to shecht on behalf of the entire tzibur. That's one limud from this pasuk of V'shachadu was a kol kol adas Yisrael ben arbayim. This is talking about Korban Pesach, incidentally. And the Shua ben Kachal learns this for all of Kachim. Further down in the Gemara, the last four lines, the Gemara says, "Kamashmalon." So as Gemara says, "Hanicha that Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, el Rabbi Yonason the mapik leil haika ledrasha chlina menolan." So Rabbi Shua ben Kachal learns the pasuk that we just said, "V'shachadu was a kol agat Yisrael ben arbayim." He learns shlichas. What do you do? How can you learn shlichas according to Rabbi Yonison? Because Rabbi Yonison said, "Amar Rabbi Yonison, minayin shekol Yisrael kula on yosim bePesach echad." How do we know that one carbon Pesach, shechting one carbon Pesach, covers all of Klal Yisrael? Shenemar v'shachatu also kol kadadas Yisrael ben arbayim. The very same pasuk. What does Rabbi Yonison learn from this? V'chikol akol kulam shechtim. Does the entire kohol participate in the shechita of the Pesach? So what does he say? That from this we learn when it comes to Korban Pesach that everyone makes this one person a shliach and everyone is yosef with him. What's remarkable about him now as against Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? The difference is this. According to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, they will make a shliach for Kachim and we're all yosef with that. When it comes to Korban Pesach, however, there's a halacha you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Everyone has to eat at least how much? A kazayas. So if you have 600 people, 600,000 people, appointing one person to shech the Korban Pesach, there's simply no cow big enough, there's no lamb big enough in the world to have a kazayas to everybody. So according to the Amarasim, it doesn't have to be a kazayas for everybody. The shlichus is even if there is no kazayas for everybody. So the major machlokas here between Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and Rabbi Yonason is what? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, You have to have a kazayas for everybody. Otherwise, you can't be a shliach. According to Rabbi Yonasan, doesn't matter if it didn't have kazayas for everybody, because it's not the achila that makes the korban pesach. It's the hazaras adam. That's the ikar of the korban pesach. That's what the Gemara says, and the Gemara continues. B'kotcha menolei. So Rabbi Yonasan, you can ask. Gives me an answer to have shlichas in pesach in korban pesach. How do we know about all kachim, which is the Yilimud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? So the Gemara says, Minei. Minei means, Rashi, Min ha-mikra atzmo. The chol mokom echad mehen shochto b'shlichusam. We learn from the same pasuk that one person shechs for everybody else. And even though it isn't for a kazayas, that doesn't matter. Then the Gemara says, the Mishani Hasam, maybe there is different. Why? The Shani Hasam, the Islay Shutvis begavayu. Because he has shufis, because the whole shliach, the whole kohol, is with him, with the shochet, as one guf, as one group. But ordinarily, we don't know the halach of shliach, shulcha shel adam kamoso. That's the Gemara, and the Gemara goes on and continues. We'll stop at this point. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and Rabbi Yonasan dash in one pasuk, right? And they come out to different conclusions. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, we know the din of shlichas, the general din of shlichas b'yama. According to Rabbi Yonasan, we don't know the din of shlichas b'yama, but we know that kol yisrael yosim b'karben pesach echad, even though there's not a kazayas for each one, which hazaras adam. Then the Gemara asks, as we said, how does Rabbi Yonasan know the din of kachim b'chlal, shlichas b'kachim b'nole? He says, minei. You don't have to have any special limudim. The pasuk is open. It's a beferish pasuk. You have no need for a limudim. So the Gemara says, as we said in the moment of Adum Mishani Hasam this they should fis begavayu. So Rashi says, shall call the ha shall call a call who have shliach bi'al malo. So this we know only that from here we know only the din of carbon pesach. We don't know the din of shlichas for kol amakulo. Now here I think is a key to the understanding of shlichas. I think it's a fundamental understanding of shlichas. Why? Because the word shlichas. I was going to make, if I use the Briscoe language, there are two dinim in shlichas. But it's really two dinim. There are two kinds of shlichas. Both are called shliach, but there is a difference between them. One is the conventional shliach, the normal shliach, that shlucha shel adam kamoso. That I make you a shliach to build a sukkah for me, or if I can't put on film, my right hand is injured, I can say to you, please put on film for me. Not you put on yourself, put on film on me. You do the putting on the hanocha and the winding. So that's a din of shulcha shel adam kamoso. The second one is different. It's also a kind of shlichas, but it is not identical with the conventional shlichas. And rather, it's representational. What I would call netzigus, where what we call the shliach is a netzig. He's a representative. He's a spokesman for the people he represents. So Rabbi Yochem, Yeshua ben Korcha says, when it comes to shlichas kachim, then he man is a real shliach. He's a shliach. Therefore, he has to have a kazayas for everybody, because he is a shliach for all the people who have appointed him. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, that's the shlichas in kachim and in pesach is not a shlichas of the kind you make a shliach to deliver a get. It's a different kind of shlichas altogether. It's a representation. It's netzigus. And it's not necessary to have a kazayas for each individual, because the entire kohol is considered one person. And this is the ikka. For a netzig, for the shliach of netzigus, it means that you have to represent the entire, whomever you represent has to be consolidated into one group. And rather than, it's not a collection of individuals. It's a new entity. It's a corporate entity. And you represent that corporate entity. And therefore, it doesn't have to be representing each and every person that got kazayas. If I represent the entire corporate entity of Klal Yisrael for Pesach, it doesn't matter you have to have kazayas for everybody, because I don't represent each of you individually. I represent the entire entity that is called Klal Yisrael. So then the difference between them is this. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, shlichus is a matter of yechidim. I represent a yachid or a collection of yechidim. But I do not represent anything more than that. According to Rabbi Yonasan, if you have individual people, that's a regular shlichus. But if you have a group of people who are united and consolidated, mitmazgim, they're shutvis begavayu. They're, in other words, more than partnership. But they are actually one, they merge into one group. and then you can have the idea of being a netzig, a spokesman, as it were. So that's the pshat in the isli shutvis begavayu, because the mishaleach, the mishalchim, are identified with each other, and they're considered one guf. So according to Abshua ben Karcha, when you have a shliach, the conventional form of shliach, then the shliach stands in place of the mishaleach. And everything that the mishliach does, every masa, every pu'ula of the shliach, refers back to the mishaleach. He's his representative. And that's a din, a shliach in Kedushin, a shliach in Gitin, a shliach in Truma, whatever you wish. But according to Rabbi Anderson, he doesn't act as a conventional shliach, but as a representative, as an etzig of entire tzibur, a tzibur which has merged into one entity. And no longer do they have individual entities, individual existences, as it were, but for the purpose of Pesach, they are all one group tied in with each other. So, the difference. What is the difference now between shlichus and etzigus? In conventional shlichus, where I make a shliach to give a get, or to be mekadesh, or to do whatever it is, the shliach is limited to the instructions of the mishaleach. He has to know, the mishaleach can tell him exactly what he has to do, this and nothing else. And the yachas between the shliach and the mishaleach is evident, it's open, it's known. The shliach, such as the shliach, is required to do everything that the mishaleach says. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuzo. He has a defined mission, that is his mission. Only what the mishaleach tells him to do, nothing else. And at the same time, the shliach, having had a specific mission laid down by the mishaleach, has the right to appoint other shluchim, shliach osa shliach in his place. Again, on condition that the second shliach is limited by the instructions of the mishaleach, the identical instructions of the mishaleach. Okay, that's as far as of the regular shliachim. Now, this, when it comes to the netzig, however, was also known as a shliach because it's a different form of shlichus. He has the netzig. The shliach has the right to act on behalf of the best interests of the mishaleach. You have it in Truma. He has the best interest of the mishaleach. He is not bound by specific instructions. Rather, as a representative of the mishaleach or the mishalchim, he has to do what is best for them, what he thinks they would want. But because he has such power to do whatever he wants on behalf of the mishaleach, he can't appoint anybody else to do it. There's no shliach osa shliach. You follow? Shliach osa shliach is only if I can be sure that I have set down the conditions, made you the shliach, and you can make another shliach because the same conditions will travel. But if you are elected, to be a netzig, to do everything that is good for me, and I'm giving you no specific instructions, you can't transfer that to another party. There's an intimate tie there. So you cannot make, there's no shliach osa shliach when it comes to netzigos. So you'll ask, how do we know if someone is a shliach, a conventional shliach, shliach aragil, or he is a shliach of netzigos? So the answer is that netzigos can only apply where the mishalchim are a group or more than one person who have been merged into one entity. If you can say that they're merged into one entity, then, and which is incidentally, when I say merged into one entity, because the yechidim here, the sum of the yechidim is more, the entity is more than the sum of the yechidim. It's a new entity. So if you can say that they are that kind of group that have merged into one, then in that case, the representative is a netzig, and he cannot appoint anyone else in his place. So you'll ask, how do we know? How do we know if he's a shliach or a netzig? The answer is, if he represents that kind of entity which is separate, then he is a netzig. But if it is not merged, it's only yechidim, 1,000 yechidim, and you're not doing it on behalf of a specific group, but it's 1,000 individuals, then you are a shliach of each in the conventional sense, and you are bound exactly by what 1,000 people tell you to do. Now, this is evident from this sugya, because in the Gemara, when the Gemara continues and says that ish el beisavos, and the Gemara says dum hasam the islei shutvis begavayu, I'm islei shutvis begavayu. Doesn't mean that we're all shutvim in the ordinary mamadika sense. It means we're one group, we're one chabura for Korban Pesach, and we have a chabura for Korban Pesach. They're not individuals anymore; they are a chabura for Pesach. It's a different kind of entity. There, he can be a nitzig, and that's what Rabbi Yonason tries to teach us. So, when it comes to Korban Pesach, as we'll see shortly, it comes to other things as well, then you can have a nitzig. The difference between them is that the difference between a collection of individuals and a new kind of entity. Now, this has hashlachot, it has consequences or explanations, both in halacha and in philosophy.
I just want to bring a riot to what you were saying. There is a Rambam in the beginning of Dochos Trubos that points out that the concept of Kibush Rabbi is Shekavsha Melech Yisrael or Navi Midas Rov Yisrael. Mm. And the Rambam in Dochos Malachim speaks about the Natames Rishus Eno Yotze Ya'am El Alpi Bezdin Shal Shivim Ve'echad.
Yeah.
That the Bezdin of Shivim Shal Echad serve as the Natsik.
The Natsik of Klal Yisrael.
And then they can make the decision for what it's the Tov Klal Yisrael without having specific instructions.
Well, I'll give you that's good. That's an excellent proof. Thank you. I'll give you not proof, but look at American politics. We elect a president. Most of the people, let's say, if most of the people were in favor of President Bush, okay, so he becomes now the Natsig. He's not. He doesn't have to be a shliach ragil. If he were a shliach ragil, and this has consequences for Israel politics, he would have to have a mish'al am. He would have to have a referendum at every step he takes. Does he have the majority? He doesn't have the majority. Whom does he represent? But no, when you elect a president or you elect a senator or a congressman, you elect him because you think he's going to act well on my behalf. So therefore, he's not responsible to individuals, he's responsible to the totality. And he can act al das asma, what he thinks is good for the tzibur. That is a basic difference between the nitzig and the shliach. So let me show you how, another halacha, I'll come back in a minute, in another area of halacha, we have the same description of two entities. There's a gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ches. The gemara says, "Hamoda hanoa me anshei ir." If I'm not going to have any hanoa from the people of Petach Tikva, then everyone who lives in Petach Tikva 12 months or more, he established residence, or was there for 12 months years ago, I'm not allowed to have hanoa from him. Why? I was moida hanoa me anshei ir. What happens if he is there for only 6 months? No, it doesn't count. I'm allowed to have a noah from him because he's not part of the ear. Now the Ran says that now the question is, what happens? I made the hanor from Petah Tikva, and someone comes and moves into Petah Tikva after I made my neder, and he's there for 12 months. Am I mutter to have a noah from him or not? No, whatever you say, it can't be wrong. But the machlokas shishanim. So the Ran says, even if someone came to the city afterwards, after the neder was made, I'm also to have any anar from him. And the Ritva says fakeret. He says that if someone came to this town, to the city, after I made the neder, then it's not included in my neder, and I can have anar from him even if you lived there for 10 years. So the shayla is, what do you understand machlokes rishonim? Are you with me? If not, just say so. I'm just talking for my own health. Mem is moed ha'anor of anshe ya'ir. That covers everybody who was a resident. Resident being defined as 12 months residence. So that covers in the past and the present. What about the future? People come after I made my neder, and he lived there for 12 months. Am I usher or mutter in him? So the Ran says, usher. I can't have anor from him. He's counted as part of the ear. The Ritva says, no. My neder was made only for the people who were there. It wasn't made for later ones. What is the essence of this machlokas? So there's a tzofnas taneach. You probably guessed it. Yes?
I just want to say, I think it kind of revolves around whether it revolves around the ear. He says, this particular city, I want to have no benefit from it, or whether he's saying this particular group of people. But if he had known that this other guy, says very rich man who's coming along, who comes later, if he had known that this guy would be in the city in the first place, he may have never decided to make the neder in the first place.
Without the latter part of what you're saying, this is the Sofas Paneach said, the Rogachev said, the difference between the Ran and the Ritva is, how do you describe ear, a city? Is an ear a collection of individuals, or is an ear a new metaphysical entity? Is it something beyond the people who live there and has a character of its own? If you say that it's only people who live there, then therefore, if I made the neder and you weren't there, it doesn't cover you. But if you say it's an entity, then everyone who adheres to that entity can, later or now, before or later, now or later, is part of that ear, and therefore I'm also. So the machlokes, the shaila depends on how you define an ear. And incidentally, you have that too in the in Matan Torah. Matan Torah, were you present at Matan Torah? Were you there at Matan Torah? Tell me the truth. Were you there at Matan Torah?
No.
Are you part of Klal Yisrael? Are you bound by the bris? Of course you are. You weren't there. The answer is, Matan Torah was given not to the Yechidim who lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was given to Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. And that includes the living, the dead, and the unborn. All of them are included in this one group. And that is the nature of a corporate entity. You have the same thing in philosophy. It goes back to the High Middle Ages, when there were two different schools of thought, one called the realist and one called the nominalist. The nominalist said that when you have an entity, it consists only of the individual parts. There's nothing else there. You say an ear, a city. A city consists of the people who live there. And there's no such thing as a separate entity. It's a fiction. And it's not a fiction which we can accept. So it includes only the individuals, nothing else. Whereas the nominalist, that's a nominalist. The realist said that a group of individuals, if they merge into one common group, then they have a new entity. It's real. The entity may be a fiction, we're imagining it, but it's real. It's real because they act as an entity itself, and they act as ish echad beguf echad. So you have in philosophy, you have in halacha, it's a general principle of two different views of how you understand the concept of an entity of more than one person. Now, let's go back and investigate the questions that I asked and see if we can come to some understanding. The first question was regard to Kiddush, right? So the Chasam said, if it's mitam shlichus, then what? If the Mekadesh, who makes Kiddush, is a shliach, then mitzvah yosib b'shlicho. So everyone has to make his own Kiddush. But if you say, but avam hadas melech, it's because everyone at that suda constitutes an entity of the suda's mitzvah. And therefore that entity can be taken over by one person on behalf of everybody. Instead of being a shliach of each individual person, he's a shliach for the whole group, and that's what Barav Am Hadras Melech means. That the Rebbe Shalom derives Nachas Ruach and Hadar from the fact that his people are united, which with Jews is very rare. So we have to make sure it's done as often as possible, that there's a sense of cohesiveness, and therefore the question of whether you have one person or everyone individually depends on how you interpret the nature of the group that has gathered for Kiddush. I must tell you that when I was young, throughout my entire youth, we all made Kiddush. Why? Chinuch. My father wanted everyone to learn how to make Kiddush. Some of us learned eventually. However, as adults, we have only one. My home, we have only one. Only I make it. Whoever it is that makes Kiddush for everybody else, and the Rav. That's the Rav's Shita too. That Barav Am Hadras Melech. Okay. Now the next question I asked concerned the Shliach Tzibur. Tell me, the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, or the one is Ovel Lefnei HaTeva, is that a regular Shlichus or is it a Tzigus? The answer is, obviously, that he's not coming as a Shliach of every individual. Every individual can protest in the beginning, that's because of the nature of Tefillah separately, not having to do with the general question. But the fact is that he's a Netzig. He represents the Tzibur to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Therefore, if you don't know Shemoneh Esrei by heart, you don't know it yourself, the Chazaras HaShas was meant for the Tzibur. he plays not only, it's not only a, as Rav Chaim said, not only tefillah b'tzibur, but tefillah hatzibur. He does it, the whole tzibur is gathered, is merged into one, and therefore he davens on behalf of everybody. And finally, not finally, but almost finally, kahanim. What are kahanim? Whom do they represent? So what are the two things that the Gemara discusses? Kind of shlucha didan or shlucha derachamana, right? If it's a shlucha derachamana, there's no question. I mean, you don't impersonate God. You do what he wants, no question is asked. But if it's a shlucha didan, so who shluchim are they? Can he make a shliach? If I were to bring a carbon shlemim, and I go to the Kohen, I say, "Will you please be the one to take care of this?" And he says, "Yes, I will." And turns around to another friend, says, "You take care of it instead for me." No, he can't do it. Why can't he do it? Because he's not doing it for me as an individual. If he's shluch adidon, he's a shluch of everyone who comes as part of the tzibur. And I'm not an individual, I'm only part of that tzibur. So he can't do it. And that's really the pshat of and the shechet karban Pesach of Rabbi Yonasan, is the shutris begavayu. Because the people who are gathered for the chabura, for Pesach, are now one group. They're a corporate entity, and one metaphysical entity. And therefore you can't split it up, but you can only put them together, and the Kohen is their representative if you say he's Shlucha Didan. Now comes the interesting one. A Talmud Chochem, Shetarasei Umnaso, does he have to be present at the bris of his son? Now, I must tell you, posing of the question in a purely halachic sense works. From a human point of view, is very disturbing. But I can't imagine that someone wrote a letter to this posek and said, do I have to attend my son's bris? I think he didn't count on his wife's reaction. So the question is, if this Talmud Chacham is guided now by the principle that a Talmud Chacham shetarosu umnoso, if he has a mitzvah that can be done through a shliach, if he's not allowed to be mevatel from his Talmud Torah, what do you say? I throw it open to you. Do you get the question? Are you with me? Pardon? Does it mean we have a chiyuv to do it as his representatives? Or is a halacha that the father should do it? There's no father. The mother does it or the bezin does it. Not that they derive their authority from the av, especially an absentee father. But they derive their authority. Because that's what the Torah said. Prove it. Tzipor. Well, she wasn't around, so she went ahead and took care of the milah. But let's go. Come on. Anyone? How many mitzvahs are involved in milah other than the physical, which is milah and priya and so on? How many brachas do you make? The non-svardim say three brachas, shechianu, but Ashkenazim don't make a shechianu. How many mitzvahs? Two. What are the brachas? Ala milah and lachnisa bevisa shalavam avidus. There are two elements involved here. On the milah itself, we know they can make a shliach. We'd all be in trouble if he didn't, because you know not everyone could be is uman. But so there you can make a shliach. That's a normal shlichus. If the father wants a male to do it, the male can't call his assistant in Kentucky and tell him come in and do it for me, and don't tell the father about it. He's a shliach. He's a regular shliach. But when it comes to hachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu, what happens then? I believe that at that point he cannot make a shliach. He cannot have someone else substitute for him. Not only because Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucha, because of Talmud Chacham, that doesn't apply. But rather because to bring a child into Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu means that the father and the son form a metaphysical entity. The father and the son are one group. They're not two individuals. They are the core of a family. They are the latest such core in the entire history of Am Yisrael, beginning with Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak. That father and son, father and son, father and son, form individual entities. That entity, he is an etzig, he's not a shliach. He represents father and son, himself and his son. They are an entity. And he is an etzig for that entity, and therefore he cannot delegate that right to anybody else. He has to do it himself. So my answer to be to the shah that I was asked, excuse me, my answer would be that he has no right to delegate it, but he himself has to be the one to do it. Therefore, we've sort of attended to each of the four questions on the basis of the difference between shlichus and yitzivus. I'd like to say that going beyond the pure halacha, in our point of view, all human beings are, in a sense, netzigim. Why? Look, the basis of Yahadus is that the Rabbanu Shalom has no symbols in the world. No symbols, not chalil, not a cross, and not an animal, and not anything. There's only one symbol of Rabbanu Shalom. What is that symbol? Man. Man. How do I know? Selam alekim. So the only symbol on the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a human being. Of course, we were created, but Salam alekim. We just read yesterday in Bereshis. So every human being, in this sense, every human being, Jew or non-Jew, is a symbol of God. As Jews, we are part of Mamleches Kohanim, where we declared at Har Sinai, Mamleches Goy Kodesh and Mamleches Kohanim. As Mamleches Kohanim, we are representative, each of us is representative of Am Yisrael. Because like Kohanim, we are all Mamleches Kohanim. In a sense, all Jews are, in a sense, Kohanim. This answers certain questions, halakhic questions. And therefore, we are representative of Klal Yisrael. Kohanim representative of Klal Yisrael, Nevi'im are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, they're shluchim HaMakom, Kohanim al pi halacha, according to Rav Rishon, are shluchim de Rachmana, the Nevi'im certainly are shluchim de Rachmana, and in a certain sense, they are shluchim in the conventional sense, they act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as far as we are concerned, as people are Lomdei Torah, we have a special shluchim. We believe that every human being has a shlichus in the world. Every human being was brought in to do something. And later in Kabbalah, in a Kabbalah Sa'adi, it meant everyone has to be misake in something. Everyone has to correct something. It means everyone has to make a contribution to the betterment of humankind in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone has to raise the level of mitzvahs, the level of ma'asim tovim, the level of morality, the level of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. And everyone has two kinds of shlichus. One is a shlichus as a Jew, regular shlichus. He's a nitzig of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's a substance of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. That's why there are special halachas relating to a Talmid Chacham. The Rambam has a whole section relating to the conduct of a Talmid Chacham in Hilchos Deos. Why? The Talmid Chacham, especially the Lomei Torah, especially, is one who is recognized by others as representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah. And therefore, if it does something that's untoward, that's ugly, that's mius, it reflects upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Chilul Hashem. If it does something that's super erogatory, such as the story of, who was it, who returned the camel, he bought a camel and there was a stone? No. One of the earliest Tanoim. Huh? Huh? I can't hear. No, much before him. He bought a camel, and he found a diamond hanging from his neck, and he didn't have to return it. But he returned it to anyone, and the camel owner says, "Blessed Shimon Meshetach." Blessed, when you come in context of the pasuk, he prays Shimon Ben Shetach and his God. That made him do certain things. That means you are a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem depend on how you represent your sender. And that means that Talmid Chacham have a special responsibility. The Rama says you're not allowed to, a Talmid Chacham is not allowed to roll up a debt in the grocery store. You've got to pay immediately. Talmid Chacham can't go ahead and scream in the streets and carry on. Yeah, conduct yourself in a certain manner. The dress in a certain manner. I'm not referring to color. And you have to do it in a manner that people will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his people, his representatives, act in such a manner. So that we have this dual function for both of us. I have a shlichus, a special shlichus. Everyone has a special shlichus. I've asked you before what you want to do when you get into your careers. And in a sense that you have to recognize you're not acting by yourself. You're not acting on your own. I really mean this very seriously. I've always felt this. You bear a responsibility to your Mishaleach. Your Mishaleach is not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the most expansive sense, but also to the people who sent you. It means those who are your Rebbeim, and their Rebbeim, and their Rebbeim, and their Rebbeim, back to Moshe Rebbeim. You send a long line of people, and we have to justify our existence to them, because they are a Mishalchim, and we've got to carry out their mission. And their mission is a clear one, that we have to represent them in the best possible sense. In addition to which, we have individual shlichus. Everyone has his particular niche. Whether you're going to go into bonus, whether you're going to chinuch, whether you're going to go into officialdom, Jewish public office, whether you're going to go into undecided, which is a category in itself, but you have to make up your mind eventually. Whatever you're going to do, you must know that you are carrying out a shlichus. And therefore, you've got to do it to the very best of your ability. And I'm going to repeat something that I said to others. Those of you who want to go into Rabbanus, don't go into it because you really don't know what else you could do. You go into it because you're convinced that you want to put up with a lot of guff, because at the end it's glorious. It really means you can mold the lives of hundreds of people. If you're going into chinuch, don't go into chinuch. I plead with you, because you want to have a chance to learn by yourself. You want to do that, go into a kollel and get someone to support you. You go into chinuch because you not want to learn, because you want to teach, because you want children to grow up, you want adults to grow up in a different way and a better way. Don't do it because of selfish reasons. Do it because it's a shlichus to Am Yisrael. Whether it's in Kentucky or in Yerushalayim or Mars, any place. You do it because you want to take Jews and make them conscious, better Jews, learning more, observing more morality. You want to do something. That's a shlichus. Some of you are undecided. In a sense, all of us are undecided. Because even if you go into the Rabbanus, or you go into chinuch, you still have to find your particular niche. What can you do that no one else can do? Really, it means that very seriously. What can you do that is your particular shlichus? No one can give you that prescription. You can't look it up in the Mishnah Berurah. That you have to work in your own, examine your own heart and your own mind, and decide what can you do that probably no one else can do, or no one else can do it as well as you can. What can you do that you can feel that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent to you, Chaim, Simcha, whatever your name is, now you've done something that I wanted you to do in the world. You have to make your tikkun. And your tikkun has to express your personality, your creativity, your loves and your fears and your ambitions for yourself, for your family, for Klal Yisrael. So you can do it in all ways, many different ways. Choose the way that's most appropriate for your personality and for your character, and do it in a way that will bring, ultimately, Nachas Ruach for our Mishaleach, who is our divine Mishaleach. So I wish you all a great deal of good luck. Hope you learn strong and hard this year. Absorb as much as you can, and come back remember that you are all shlichim. You are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're also shluchim of Am Yisrael. Can you copy it?